You've got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. My name is Robbie Armfield. With me are my two amigos. We've got Bernie Bolgi.
What's going on?
And Mitchell JC.
What's going on?
Huge show today. Number of tracks, number of segments. It's going to be really, really fun. Comedy on your dial, midday till 1. Okay, guys, this is big news. We have some big, huge news for you guys. We are very, very excited to announce that the RML College of Comedy is coming back for another year in 2017. The College of Comedy is essentially where we take some up-and-coming comedy talent, people who think they've got what it takes to survive in the comedy biz, and we show them the ropes. Anyone can apply. We'll create a shortlist of applicants, then select 10 lucky people to go through our comedy training program.
Look, we've got a lot of naysayers to this process. People will regularly say to us things like, if they've got the funny, they can just do it. They don't need teachers to teach them, so to speak. This is simply not the case. We've got a collection of tried and tested drills, techniques, methods, and workshops that are proven to take their comedy to the next level.
Absolutely. Fully endorsed by FBI as well,
Mitch. It will be fully endorsed by FBI once we get around to asking them. And this was a very successful program last year, with the alumni going on to perform in numerous open mic nights around the Greater Sydney region and beyond.
Huge.
Great. Huge. We'll be bringing in a 2016 graduate later in the show, name of Tristan Hayes, for some stand-up. But before then, we thought we'd give you a taste of one of the training methods we use. It's essentially a fun little game in disguise, guys. It's called the Make You Not Laugh Challenge. We're going to run through it now to give you a feel for it. Okay, essentially, the drill requires a group of three people, us, to cycle through telling jokes, and the first person to not laugh at a joke wins. The person telling the joke is not included in the not laughing competition for that round. That is, if they don't laugh, there is no reward. Okay, let's kick things off. Okay. Mitch, I'm going to say you do the first joke, and we're going to see if we can't laugh.
So if they,
it's going to be
if the joke teller doesn't laugh, there's no, like, they don't win, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So
no. I mean,
first person to hear a joke and not laugh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, first one to hear a joke and not laugh wins.
Wins. Okay.
So,
I mean, I've been through the training, but.
So wanted to stand on one foot in a fiery pink dress. Told my friend I'd give it a try. He said, "What? A flaming go?"
Dude, that's.
I'm sorry. Oh, damn it.
You got to not laugh, though. That's
it's
the
hard.
Idea.
I know.
Tried to keep it in.
Okay.
You want to go, Rob?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
You feel it coming.
Okay,
hold yourself together.
Hold it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. A guy walks into a bar. The bar says, "Hey, I'm standing here." A guy walks away, embarrassed.
All right. I reckon I can get you guys.
I've got the bug now, though. I don't know if I can not.
All right. Two clowns are eating a cannibal.
Mm-hmm.
One turns to the other and says, "I think we got this joke wrong."
I tried.
Well, I laughed myself. I told the joke and I laughed myself.
It's a classic stitcher. Oh. It's a classic stitcher. My God. Okay, all right.
Alright, who's next? Do you want to go, Rob?
Yeah, I'll have a go.
Oh.
Alright, remember guys, this is not Laugh Challenge, remember?
Okay. Yeah, well, we're trying, I mean, it's just too funny.
Oh, I'm crying. Alright, my wife told me to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
that's great.
Hang on a sec, I don't think Mitch laughed on that one, did you?
Sorry?
You didn't laugh on that one.
Oh, hang on. You didn't.
Did you win?
No. Oh, I was just... Sorry, I was just reading a text from my friend who's driving to the tip. Wait, what happened? Did I miss...
Mate, don't be sorry. You've won.
You've just won, man.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I didn't... Yeah, no, sorry, I just wasn't listening. I didn't hear...
No, you won the game, man.
Right, oh,
cool.
God.
Awesome. The College of Comedy RML Presents winner for 2017 of this particular round is Mitchell JC. Yeah. Well done, man.
Right, $20. Thanks, man.
$20 my gift voucher, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Is that on you, or...?
Yeah, no, it's just out of the RML pot.
Oh, awesome.
All right, text in if you enjoyed that. The number is 0409-945-945. A new one now. The brand new sultry sweet tunes from Donny Benet. It's called Konnichiwa. See you in a moment. Mm-hmm. Konnichiwa by Donny Benet. The fresh, new, sultry tunes there. Loving it, loving it. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell. Now it's time to reference back to a previous competition from last week. It was called the Sudoku Challenge. Obviously, we're big fans of that particular board game. It's in reference to the last week's episode. So it's not really back by popular demand, so to speak, but we're just clarifying a few things. We sort of left it unhinged, so to speak. What is Sudoku and how does it actually work?
Yeah.
We had a lot of people messaging in with just confusion.
I think last week we all had an attempt at explaining it. I feel I could do better this week.
Yeah.
I've sort of been ruminating on it for a while.
Yeah, cool. Go ahead, Ben.
I think the easiest way to explain it would be to say that it's sort of, it's similar to a numerical crossword. You've got all the clues there, but you just don't know where to put the answers, where to put the number in the box.
What I don't get about it is that sometimes the numbers come up as doubles. You know what I mean? Like, for example, you might end up with two nines in a row or a couple of twos in a box where there's only meant to be one. It doesn't really make sense at all. Mm. You know what I mean?
I think you might be doing... I don't think that happens. I did see online somewhere that there's actually an impossible Sudoku, but that doesn't make sense. Like, way to confuse the punters. How the frick are we meant to know where the puzzle is possible or when it's not possible when we start it?
Right,
so it's like a jigsaw with missing pieces. Mm. It's not really fun.
Okay.
In my regard.
Should we reference back to last week's one, maybe? The challenge was, I think it was a box of nine, was it? And there were a number of numbers that we had already.
It was a 3x3.
Yeah. It was a 3x3.
What was interesting, though, is that we stipulated how it works, but you still put a letter in. You put a B in
third box. No, that was at lunch.
That was at lunch, yeah.
No, so we had the numbers, I think it was 5, 6... and three, and that's in the corners respectively.
Clockwise
respectively.
Yeah, respectively.
Yeah.
And we tried to ask the audience what to put in,
but they were too confused. See, they didn't know what the Sudoku board game
a number like, of people was. Put in symbols like a plus, thinking that you sort of add numbers together, but that's not how it works at all.
People were texting in emojis, like they didn't have any idea really.
So basically what it is, it's like an acrostic poem with numbers. So it's like an acrostic poem for nerds or something is what Sudoku is, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
That's a bit harsh.
Do you reckon? No.
For nerds.
For nerds.
Maybe we should bring it back to last week's one. I can't. So, obviously, the prize for last... What was the prize again, Bernie, for last week's?
I can't remember, to be honest. What was it?
I think it was like a Sudoku book or something.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, the StarCraft. We got a StarCraft A2 long, big poster. Yeah.
Big poster. It was like an ultraviolet poster, wasn't it? Anyway,
that's sort of just sitting on my wall at the moment. So,
you used to play a lot of Sudoku in high school, didn't you, mate?
I played a lot of Sudoku in high school, actually. As a high schooler, I was an avid learner of the harder sciences and pure mathematics.
We've all been to high school, haven't we? We've all been to high school. Tell us about your high school experience. What did you think about high school, man? How was your high school experience?
We've all been to high school.
It's like a Sudoku puzzle in itself, really.
High school?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Mitch.
Mitch, go ahead.
I know. It was a scary time for me. It was a scary time for a lot of us, I think. It doesn't really... I don't think my time there would help with Sudoku, so to speak.
Sudoku.
I think I think we've sort of clarified to the best of our abilities what Sudoku is.
Yeah.
Maybe we could move on to a new...
My advice for people listening and who don't understand what Sudoku is all about, you're still confused about the board game, maybe just look it up.
Just Google it.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got this big... Obviously, you can hear this big briefcase here. We've sorted out the Sudoku. That's put to bed. Mm-hmm. Okay, we understand that. And the winner will text in, hopefully. But we've got the big backgammon bonanza that will involve the audience. It's sort of a long-standing kind of game of backgammon. Yeah. Big game of backgammon that we'll play over a number of weeks. It's sort of like checkers, I think. It's sort of like a combination of checkers and chess.
It's a little like checkers and chess.
Yeah.
On spikes.
I haven't heard it done over the audio format. So, really, I think we're breaking new ground here today, which I'm really excited about. So
maybe just give like a brief sort of overview of what backgammon is and how you'd play it so the audience knows how to participate.
Absolutely. I think so. Absolutely. So it's two sides. I think it's a black and a red team. Mm-hmm. And as I sort of mentioned, it's sort of like chess mixed with checkers. So there's turnabout, sort of like Pokemon in a way, with turnabout.
Mm.
And then at the end, there's a prize. So I'm very excited about that.
That's more like Final Fantasy then, I think.
A little bit. But
I just don't know how to set it up. I've got it open here. I don't know what...
You've just sort of stacked them upwards.
I think we'll
don't think it's a stacking upwards.
We'll do that off mic. But guys, get involved. Get involved. We're very excited to have you with us. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey,
what team do you want to be on? Text in.
Text in.
We have two teams.
0409-945-945. You've got to tune to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. Talking to You, Mix 2 Plus 9, a recently released track by the TUS alternative moniker of Aphex Twin, Richard D. James. Beautiful, beautiful. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. We're staying humble today and talking about segment ideas that could be interesting for you to hear. Mitchell was talking off mic before about, was it something to do with dogs, Mitch? Can you elaborate?
I can elaborate, yeah. So, sort of along the vein of what we do, but instead of us. Sorry, along the vein of what we're doing currently, but sort of, but instead we're like, we're canines, we're dogs just sort of interacting with one another with various sort of intonations and with wolfing, basically.
Okay, Mitch, I like it. Bernie, what would that be called?
I'm not sure. Okay. Dog pound. The dog pound or something.
Oh, yeah, like the pound.
Welcome to the pound.
Yeah. Dog! I'll just run through now with that idea. A woof woof.
A roo.
A roo. A bit angry there, Bernie. Yeah, angry dog.
Just getting the different.
No, woof, woof back, woof back.
All right. Doesn't have many legs to it, does it?
Four legs, to be precise. But I've also got another idea.
You had one?
For a kind of... I think people like to hear about the culture they exist in, the sentiments that are espoused, hither and thither, the general divisiveness of certain conversations that we currently... are ensconced in.
Yeah.
The segment would be called DAC, and it's a kind of dissection of those ideas, both from my perspective and the perspective of callers in and other people at large. A topic that comes to mind would be snacks, namely Maltesers, how they are experienced in the wider community at large. If there's a discrepancy in terms of taste and price, guys, what do you think? The segment will be called DAC.
I'm not sure why it's called DAC. I think I missed that.
Like pulling down and sort of bearing all. Like
no, DACC. Yeah.
Like DACT or something.
Like DAC, yeah, you're bearing, as you said, bearing all. For for the wider community at large.
I think that's a really stupid idea. No, the fans aren't going to like it. We have to think about like what the fans would like, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we're not doing that enough.
Honestly,
Just chill out. Just
No.
Just chill out. Like,
No, I honestly think that we should be thinking more about what our fans would like.
Yeah.
Not what we would like.
Bernie, we don't have any fans. This is the whole thing. This is why we're shooting this shit about what segments we're doing here. Nobody likes this show, man.
Okay, but if a tree falls down in a forest, what do you think happens then? What I'm trying to say is, like, we definitely... Of course, we don't
know that
we have fans. Of course, we don't know.
Chill out.
You can't tell with radio, because there's no... You can't... We're in here.
Boys. Don't be doing this, boys. Boys.
Why?
We're all we've got. This show... This show is all I've got.
Do you have any ideas as to how to progress this segment or
the segment itself?
It's going nowhere.
I could maybe mediate sort of you two.
I like the direction of this because it's similar to my favorite show, Dr. Phil, and this was one of the main influences on the DAC segment.
Call it Dr. Filler.
Dr. Filler.
We're just, you know, we actually don't have any ideas for segments.
DAC de Filler. DAC de Filler. Okay, you're listening to Robbie's Modern Life. Welcome back. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. We're just loving your company. We're loving the texts. It's just a great time we're having in here. You're listening to Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell. We're going to listen to a song now. It's a favorite of mine. I absolutely love it. Here it is. wonderful new track, The Combine, by John Mouse from his upcoming album entitled Screen Memories. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell.
Did you know that Will Smith is actually, like, I know it's quite an outdated craft, smithing. But he is, you know how, like, in Hollywood, you kind of get bored? You get rich, and then you get bored because you have too much time on your hands and too much money.
Mm.
And so what he did to, sorry if I'm going on, like, about this, but he picked up smithing. And what he does is he crafts, like, weapons and shields for his kids and the wider community. It's a bit weird.
This is Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah. I mean, that's why... Obviously, that's not his real name. That's why...
I think that's interesting, but I think it's more interesting to learn that he's not actually an actor. Is the funniest bit to me.
Yeah. He's just a very good smith.
He's a very good smith. It's funny because we've learnt this of a couple of people. It's actually really quite funny. Matthew McConaughey. Who was the other one?
What's his Harrison. Name? The Nespresso guy.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Yeah, we did learn of that.
G. Clunes.
George Clooney, Matt McConaughey. And now Will
Idris
Smith.
Elba. Will Smith.
And now Will Smith. Not actually actors.
No, it's like this weird underground Hollywood rink. This rink
it's
of
like this
non-actors.
Rink.
This ice rink of non-actors. Underground.
Who have these weird abilities like smithing. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Masonic almost.
In a way.
Bordering on. If not completely.
It's really funny how well their talents lend themselves to an on-screen charisma. Usually, obviously, actors are born and bred for the stage and screen. Not so with Matthew McConaughey, George Clooney, and Will Smith, because they are proficient at other things, such as Will Smith, obviously, as you said, smithing. The blacksmith profession of old is what he's brought to the table in the modern era.
Brought to the anvil,
so to speak.
Yeah, so to speak.
The Andos.
And that's lent itself in a big way to his rise, because it's not actually his acting ability. If I was to break it down really quite...
It's his work ethic, essentially.
No, it's not. It's to do with how steadfastly he will stick to the quirky profession that he's chosen. And nobody can understand why. And they just think it's worth putting on screen.
Yeah.
Because he's such a weird guy. Like, so weird.
He's not an actor. And what's interesting is, while he's not an actor, Obama actually was an actor.
Whoa, yeah, that sounds really... Oh, what the hell? That sounds really interesting, Bernie. Can we delve into that, though, after this next song? We'll just hear a song now. You're listening to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio 94.5 FM.
My soul is denied from America. Is it the red, blue, and white one? Taken right up the backside by blue bloods, by suits, by dollar signs. Beat into shape, now you're deaf, dumb, and blind. Is it the memories that aren't even mine? Implanted in movies and music and TV, the land of the free. It's not what it claims to be. To spring, steam, I cry when I listen to spring, steam every time that I listen to spring, steam. Come on, America. Come on, USA. And come on, Americans. Come on, USA. We'll be right back.
blue-eyed red is already dead. The blue-eyed red has gone to my head. The blue, white, and red, it's dead. Come on, America! Come on, USA! Come on, America! Come on, USA!
Come on, USA! The wonderful track from Kieran J. Callinan's 2013 album, Embracism. You've got a tune to RML on FBI.
It's huge, really. Like, that's why, you know, they said in a magazine that he only eats 7 almonds when he's thinking about things at night. Obama sets aside 7 almonds and he only eats those 7 almonds.
Sorry?
Just to, it's a practice of mediation of
I don't know how that relates, Bernie. I'm struggling to understand how that sort of contributes to the conversation.
Well, like, as an actor, you need to be very thoughtful about everything. So if he were to go and eat all those 7 almonds in one go,
yeah,
he would be, almonds are addictive, he'd be hungry, and then for the rest of his night of reading scripts, he would be wanting more almonds.
Sorry, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm going to be honest with you. It's confusing me. I thought we were talking about actors and non-actors.
Yeah.
Not Obama. Sorry, could I actually get you and Bernie both down in my headphones?
So, can we do that sort of technical chat off air, Mitch? Is that okay?
Yeah, no, we can.
We're not airing this, are we?
We're not airing this.
No. This is much too loose. Can't air this. This is incomprehensible and too loose.
I remember just chatting. Is this on?
This is on now. This won't go to air, though, okay, because this is much too loose.
Like, if this were going to air, it means that we don't have anything else, basically, content-wise.
It just means that the show is it's just like a turning point. It just slides from here, I think.
Effectively, right. You're both correct. But no, this would never go to air because it's, as I said, and as last week's show was, and we got a number of complaints about it, it was too loose. But not only is this too loose, it's actually incomprehensible, as we just learned from you, Bernie. I mean, that almond thing was like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Look it up.
Look up what?
Just look it up.
I don't even know what to Google there.
Obama almond challenge or something.
Can you just turn down your levels on the mic?
I'll move back if you want me to.
Oh, I've got control of that, sorry.
Yeah, because what you'd want to hear would be good content. First would be, like, good content. Then next would be, like, a conversation between friends. This, I'm not sure what this is. This doesn't even border on conversation, really.
It's not conversation. It's not a segment. It's also not enjoyable in any respect. Not for me now. And if I was to listen back to this, I wouldn't find this funny or of worth in any capacity.
Okay.
Let alone airing this to the Greater Sydney region. I don't see the point of that.
Greater Sydney does not need to hear this.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think they won't.
No.
Because this is not going to air.
This would never go to air. No, and I've said why a number of times now.
Mm.
Because I'm not having fun relaying any of this information to you. Can I be honest? This is a chore for me.
Mm.
This is like seeing you guys each week. It's a chore. Because
we don't get
on in any way. We don't have anything in common. Bernie, your movie suggestions are shit. Mitch, I don't know why we hang out. I mean, we never have a fun time.
Sorry, I didn't catch most of that. Can you put your levels back up a little?
I mentioned the technical chat.
I'm paid to be here, so I know you guys are kind of like, what's up with me?
I shouldn't do money chat on air, but how much are you getting?
Hang on.
Well... I'm in here for RML once a week, boys, and I got a packet pay.
So
will I? Three boys.
No, I think that
I think this has run its course. I really do. I feel like we've said all that can be said here. I genuinely do. I mean, without a shred of irony or humor or anything,
end it.
I'm not joking. I really feel like this is kind of
run its course.
Yeah. If I was to label this as some sort of segment, I would call it maybe The Barrel. And boys, we're scraping it.
I would call it Randwick Racecourse, and we've run it.
What would you say, Mitch?
I'd call it The Barrel, and and we've shot every fish in it.
2v1. Oh my. So 2v1 is it? You boys go both going.
We've I'd discussed call it the udder and we've milked it all.
I'd call this double barrel scrape.
Double barrel scrape.
The double barrel shotgun scrape.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I'm thinking of, like, you got a barrel, you got two barrels, and you got a shotgun, and you just. You get, you know, just scrape the. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, get
the,
like.
No, like. No, like, you put the shotgun, like, obviously not loaded, and you put it down the barrel, like.
All right, Bertie, I'm going to straight up say that's the worst idea you've ever had. I'm sorry. That idea is the reason that I think we're just going to give this up. Okay, if anybody's interested in having a show on FBI, the slot is midday till 1 on Monday.
Pitch
an idea. Like, I'm not joking. I have no reason to continue doing this. Okay. It's just that
say that on air, Rob, please.
Well, I think people should know. If they're going to send in their show ideas, it's not fun. Bernie, it's not fun for me to do. It's not fun for the audience to listen to. Why are we doing this?
Hmm. Well, I get paid, so.
Well, that's... Okay, well, that's for you to work out. I don't, so...
Well, obviously, it's not going to be fair for me if you go, oh, okay, I'm cancelling the show.
Is that how I sound?
Yeah.
Is
it? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm cancelling the
show,
guys.
Boys.
All of a sudden, there's no food on my table. There's no table in my room, which I can't pay rent for.
But no, boys. Boys, I'm sure we can settle this the right way.
How, Mitchell?
How do you think we would be able to settle this?
I'm no mediator, but I'm sure we can work out a way that works out for everyone.
Don't act so you're not an actor either. Don't act like a mediator if you're not one. This is the whole thing that we're talking about, actors not being actors. Will Smith, these people like this. Anyway, okay, we're out of here. That's it. I mean, I'm done here.
One.
This is the
RML
last one.
Unplugged.
RML Unplugged. If you have a show idea that
RML
you would love,
Unplugged. Right, I'm quitting the show, guys. That's what you sound like right now, man.
Okay, I'm just going to turn off your mics. If you have a show idea that you'd like to replace this slot with, please email. I don't know what the email is, but look it up, Google it. Or text in your show idea to 0409. You guys, shut up. You're off the mic. If you have a show idea, text in. The number is 0409-945-945. Frankly, we are done here. We've run out of ideas, and it's no longer fun for anybody to participate in or listen to. So with that, I will leave you with a wonderful song that I've enjoyed for some time. I don't know what it is. We're pre-recording this, but, you know, here it is. FBI Radio, Robbie's Modern Life. Shut up! Is This and Yes by My Bloody Valentine from their most recent album, MBV. You've got it tuned to Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. The finale, it airs every Monday, midday till 1. Thank you so much for being with us, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell in our studio here.
Got no problems.
We mentioned earlier that we are bringing back the incredibly popular program, the RML College of Comedy, for another season this year. To celebrate the return of such a great initiative, we've invited one of the 2016 College of Comedy graduates into the studio to show us what he's got. Welcome to the stage, Tristan. Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, Tristan.
Tristan,
mate.
Oh, hey. Hi, guys.
It's been a while. It's a whole year, almost.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the college, and I just want to do you guys all proud, you know?
We're hoping you do. We're really hoping you do, man.
Hoping you do, Tristan. I remember you being a standout star from last year, don't you, boys? Like, it was really
yeah, that final project was incredible. Some racy jokes.
Yeah, well,
some
I was
funny.
A standout star. Hopefully one day I'll be a stand-up star. You know?
That's what the kind of thing you can expect in college comedy.
No swearing on there, though, as well, Tristan.
Oh,
remember.
Okay.
Okay, so Tristan will actually be performing this Friday and Sunday at 8 p.m. at the Factory Theatre. It's an evening of the disorienting comedy of Tristan Hayes. It's called Hey Bees. Go along and check it out. We're just going to hear a taster of what you can be expecting. Mm-hmm. Again, College of Comedy alumni Tristan Hayes, take it away, sir.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Right. Well, look, I just want to... I have some reservations about doing stand-up in this sort of context.
Yeah. I thought we addressed this off mic, but that's fine. No,
I think it'll work. Yeah.
I think it'll work well.
It should work.
Yeah,
jokes.
I mean, we can all react live and stuff. It'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well...
You've got the most receptive audience that you can ever hope for.
We've fully endorsed you and, you know, we're expecting the best.
We're ready to go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Ready to go, Tristan. Take it away, man.
All right, well, I'll just launch into it now. Hey, bees. Oh, sorry. I mean, hey, mum. Hey, boys, and hey, girls. Sorry, you're not bees. Sorry. Remember when I called you guys bees? Do you remember when I said you were bees? Well, now I know that you're not bees. Oh, do you remember when you said we were bees? That's you guys singing at home now. Well, now you know that we're not bees. Oh, thanks, guys. I know that now. I can see that. So, you know, I'm feeling ready to drop some medi. It's an abbreviation I use for comedy. So, yeah, just ready to drop some fatties and some hot J's. Talking about jokes.
Do you want us to cut in here? Or?
No.
Okay, you still going?
Well, I'm about to launch into the first joke.
Absolutely, go ahead.
I'm ready. So I was at a park the other day. I saw a bird, and then it flew away, probably to go on bloody Twitter. So there's plenty more where that came from. My uncle was recently convicted of bestiality and thrown into the ocean. Now he's sleeping with the fishes. Our regatta was cancelled due to an organisational mishap. Oh well, we thought, at least we're all in the same boat. The other day I was given two options, so I was sort of like...
Oh, it's
physical.
It's physical. It's physical.
Yeah, what I'm doing there is I'm sort of emulating scales, if you like. You know, how
weighing
you've
up
got
two options.
Weighing up two options. So I was sort of like...
So that's the sort of
hasn't
stuff
translated the greatest.
No, radio. Yeah. Remember, we're on radio. There isn't a visual aspect to this presentation.
Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, okay.
More like weed and bong.
I thought we said get rid of the swear words and all the drug references as well. This is a family-friendly show, yeah.
Okay, so, well, I clean one.
Midday to one. It's right in the smack bang in the middle of the day.
I love the rest of it. It's really funny, man. Do you have any more, Joe?
Teach a fish to fish. Give a fish a fish. No big deal. Teach a fish to fish. You've created a monster.
sorry.
What's the go with it's Angel quite, Hair
it's
Puff?
It's funny. I'm just not getting a very visceral reaction or anything.
Yeah.
It's funny. It is funny, though.
It is funny. Tristan, I'm loving this. I really have to say, you might not be hearing a visceral reaction from us right now, but I have to say, we started off the show with the segment, Make Us... What was it? What was it called? Make Us Not Laugh or Try Not
make
to
us
Laugh.
Not, yeah, Make yeah. Us Not Laugh, Try Not Laugh Challenge.
And so, we we are loving... Do you have some more jokes?
I am quick to laugh. It's just... A bit tired.
Okay, well, observational stuff. What's the go with Angel Hair Pasta? The name of it, I guess the idea behind that is that these angels are supposed to have very fine hair. Well, but I think they must have quite thick hair. Because, I mean, sure, for pasta it's quite thin, but by hair standards it's off the charts.
Tristan Hayes, thank you so much. Your show is called Hey Bees, is it not? It's on this Friday and Sunday, the 8th and 10th of September. It's at the Factory Theatre. Head to fringecomedy.com.au to go along and see his fantastic show. I just want to thank you once more, Tristan, for coming in. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was
awesome. Very proud to be an alumnus of your college.
2016 College of Comedy alumni, Tristan Hayes. All right, we'll go to a song now. It's called...
Could we just... I'd just like to make a PSA. The applications for the 2017 College of Comedy are now open. Email us your details. The email address is on our Facebook page. Is that correct?
And that's called Robbie's Modern Life is the Facebook page. Please give it a like. Okay, we've got a song now. It's called Feels Like Heaven. It's by Ariel Pink. Feels like heaven. Heaven by Ariel Pink.
It definitely does.
From his upcoming album entitled Dedicated to Bobby Jamison.
You got to be here.
RML on FBI 94.5 FM. We're loving your company. We're loving your text. The number is 0409-945-945. Earlier in the show, we were talking about segment ideas, and we were sort of scraping the barrel for them. We've got one here saying 12 till 1 FBI radio show ideas. 101 ways to use citrus. One way each episode. We also as I said, 100 ways to use a dead car. One way each episode.
So that's a lot of episodes.
101 different breeds of dogs. And that's one way each episode. 101 species of flora. One way each episode. Which soft drink is that? And users have to guess the contents of the opened packages. And I think that was in relation to, actually, we were saying it was the last show that we were doing today, because we just ran out of ideas. So I think that's
we are doing the finale.
This is the finale.
Finale special.
Weekly from 12 to 1.
Absolutely.
We'll be doing the finale.
Every Monday, 12 to 1. This is the finale.
This is the finale. You're going to be hearing every Monday from 12 till 1 on FBI Radio 94.5 FM with Robbie Armfield, Mitchell JC, and Bernie Bolge. With that, guys, it's a goodbye from Bernie Bolge.
It is a goodbye from me.
Mitchell JC.
Happy to be here. Excited for the show?
My name's Robbie Armfield, and we just want to say once more, thank you so much for your company. We've just loved having you. We're going to leave you now with a poem. It's a reading of the poem In the Bottom. It's by Charles Bukowski. And following that, we'll have the song Map. It's a cracking one from Greta Now's debut album. All right. Goodbye.
That's it.
Goodbye.
That's it. That's the finale.
That's the finale every Monday, midday till 1. Goodbye.
It's a final goodbye from us.
See you later,
It's a goodbye from us.
In the bottom of the hour lurks the smoking claw, the red train, the letter home, the deep fried blows. In the bottom of the hour lurks the song you sang together, the mouse in the attic, the train window in the rain, the whiskey breath on grandfather, the coolness of the jail trustee. In the bottom of the hour lurks the famous gone quite stupid, churches with peering white paint, lovers who chose hyenas, schoolgirls giggling at atrophy, the suicide oceans of night. In the bottom of the hour lurks button eyes in a cardboard face, dead library books squeezed upright. In the bottom of the hour lurks the octopus, Gloria gone mad while shaving her armpits, the gang wars, no toilet paper at all in a train station restroom, a flat tire halfway to Vegas. In the bottom of the hour lurks the dream of the barmaid as the perfect girl, the first and only home run, the father sitting in the bathroom with the door open, the brave and quick death, the gang rape in the fun house. In the bottom of the hour lurks the wasp and the spiderweb, the plumbers moving to Malibu, the death of the mother like a bell that never rang, the absence of wise old men. In the bottom of the hour lurks Mozart, fast food joints where the price of a bad meal exceeds the hourly wage, angry women and deluded men and faded children, cat, love as a swordfish. In the bottom of the hour lurks 17,000 people screaming at a home run, millions laughing at the obvious jokes of a TV comedian, the long and hideous wait in the welfare offices, Cleopatra fat and insane, Beethoven in the grave. In the bottom of the hour lurks the damnation of Faust and sexual intercourse, the sad-eyed dogs of summer lost in the streets, the last funeral, Celine failing again, the carnation in the buttonhole of the kindly killer. In the bottom of the hour lurks fantasies tainted with milk, our obnoxious invasion of the planets, Chatterton drinking rat poison, the bull that should have killed Hemingway, Paris like a pimple in the sky. The falseness of the senior prom, the submarine with purple footprints. In the bottom of the hour lurks the tree that cries in the night, the place that nobody found, being so young you thought you could change it, being middle-aged and thinking you could survive it, being old and thinking you could hide from it. In the bottom of the hour lurks 2:30 a.m. and the next to last line, and then the last line.